You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
Only 32.6% of eligible voters voted in local elections, the worst turnout in 36 years. In the main centres, this was only 28.8% of voters, compared to 43.6% in rural areas. Otago law lecturer Andrew Geddes told the Sunday Star Times that the public seem to just be a bit sick of local politics, so won't engage. Foreign Minister Winston Peters has welcomed the ceasefire in Gaza. The deal was the result of negotiations in Egypt and a proposal from United States President Donald Trump. And politicians across the House have criticised Te Pāti Māori for the confusing infighting between members that has played out over the past few days. Labour leader Chris Hipkins says it is unclear how many Māori parties there are. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Shannon Halbert about all of these issues. I started by asking for his thoughts on the very low turnout in local elections.
Well, it's always disappointing for candidates, people that have put themselves forward to represent their local communities, where that's not backed up by people actually turning up to put their vote in. It's so important. And so I just wanted to acknowledge them and the work that they do putting themselves forward. It's a difficult thing. But we know that how people follow politics at the moment, you know, is less and less. We've got to do better and find different ways to turn out the vote.
What do you think can or should be done to improve voter turnout?
Well, local government in particular impacts, you know, all of our lives. I think of in Auckland, our public transport network is such an important thing. But we've got to find issues that actually gives people reasons to get up out of their house, to get their envelope into the ballot box, and to make sure that their vote counts. So, you know, there's a bit of encouragement for all politicians out there. Be very clear on what we stand for. Find issues that are important, that motivate people. But for me, it's also finding issues that inspire people.
Do you think the results of the election, even if based on low turnout, offer any clue into how New Zealanders are feeling?
Well, I think low turnout in Auckland, as an example, really came about because a lack of competition overall. When there's not a significant challenger for the mayoralty, I think that impacts on the election as a whole. What you saw in Wellington, as an example, was people got behind Andrew Little. I think that's great. In Auckland, they got behind Mayor Wayne Brown. But, you know, it's never a given, and I always encourage, you know, good competition, good healthy competition in those contests, because these are the people that are going to lead our largest cities in New Zealand, and we need them to do a good job.
Do you think these results say anything about what next year's general election could look like?
Well, Labor overall did quite well. I think we had Andrew Little elected in Wellington, of course, a number of councillors there too. Across in Auckland, I look at Mangere, we did a full sweep out in West Auckland. Labor was very successful. But there's still very much a balance of power, so to speak, between the left and the right. The council makeup is similar to what it was before. So I wouldn't read too much into it, but at the same time, I'm very heartened by the people that were elected in my own community. Richard Hills, a good Labor person, was re-elected, and John Gillen came in as a new councillor.
There's obviously been a ceasefire negotiated in Gaza, but does New Zealand still have a role to play in this conflict? Is it still important for us to recognise a Palestinian state, for example?
Well, of course, government should recognise Palestine, so we can walk forward together and acknowledge long-lasting peace. I acknowledge the ceasefire. I think that's a good thing. It's something we've been calling for, you know, for so long now, and this government has have dragged their feet on it. And I'm happy, you know, that we've taken a step forward with hostages being released. But New Zealand is New Zealand. We need to continue to advocate for good human rights, for people to come together when they need to. And I think we've done a good job of that despite the government not listening.
US President Donald Trump has called for a full pardon of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is on trial for corruption. What is your response to this?
Well, one of the things that I find difficult is following President Trump and his advice throughout this. But I acknowledge too that international relationships are important. And the Foreign Affairs Minister, Winston Peters, has been working directly with President Trump around that.
How much of the recent announcements around Gaza and Palestine will shape Labour's foreign policy heading into the next election?
Well, I think there's a lot to work through and to be considered in that. Labour wants to ensure that we continue to have independent foreign policy. That's a priority of ours. And no doubt Penny Henare, our spokesperson, will be speaking to that more in the new year.
Are you concerned about the infighting in Te Pāti Māori, given their likelihood as a future coalition partner for Labour?
Well, it's challenging for the left bloc overall, I think. When I think of Te Pāti Māori, you know, there's deeper relationships that supersede politics here. And so it's always sad when you see such a direct challenge both ways. And I really hope that they sort it out pretty soon. Most of all, Māori want to change the government. That has to be our collective focus. That's what we need to work to. And this is simply a distraction from that.
You have been quite critical of comments made by their MP, Takuta Ferris. Do you think his comments from a few weeks ago are still playing a role in the division within Te Pāti Māori now?
I certainly think that that's one of the issues. When we look at what Māori want, you know, we've had years of building Māori to be an inclusive group. My concerns with Takuta Ferris has been that he has excluded others from the culture that we celebrate and the reo that we speak collectively. And so, you know, politics has to be about bringing everyone together. A future coalition will require that too. And good leadership for Aotearoa New Zealand as a whole requires us to include everyone.
So how concerned are you that this could impact the chance of a left bloc getting elected?
In my view, it's too early to tell, but it does require urgent attention from Te Pāti Māori to tidy themselves up, to talk through the issues that they have, and no doubt that they will have been doing that. It's clear that the leadership in its current state has challenges with the people on the ground, the ringaraupa, and they will need to come together at some point. But there's still 12 months till the election. Certainly, we are focused on us as Labour. We will be contesting all of the Māori seats because we believe that Labour can achieve better outcomes for our whānau Māori out there. So, you know, that's our challenge. But as a collective and as a future coalition, the goal has to be for Māori to change the government, and that requires our attention now.
That was Labour's Shannon Halbert on local elections voter turnout, the ceasefire in Gaza, and the infighting in Te Pāti Māori.
That was our weekly chat with Labour MP Shannon Halbert. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.